But they're on these FDA-approved drugs. And one of the side effects is they get bronchial infections. They get sick a lot because their immune system became compromised. Well, our adult stem cells, after they've dampened the inflammation, they also modulate the immune response. They bring it back to normal or near normal so that your immune system isn't working against you, but it's not compromised either. And then it restores blood flow, reverses cell death, and reverses scar, and then they can regenerate the tissue or the joint or the muscle, whatever is needed. Like, you have to realize this right to try law is a big deal, because our right to health and our right to life have been acknowledged as fundamental human rights since, I think it was the 1940s.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path to long-term, sustainable weight loss, because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, we balance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Matt Feshbeck coming to the program. He's actually rejoining the program. He came on about 4 or 5 years ago now. He was one of my first year people I talked to, and he was working on really cutting edge technology in the Bahamas with stem cell therapy using your own fat stem cells. And now with the right to try laws in the United States, he's able to do his clinical work here, and that's what they're doing. And just remarkable results, and just, it's so awesome, this right to try law and how it's helping people here in the United States. You don't have to leave and go to the Bahamas or go to Mexico or another country with this right to try law, and it's so fantastic. And he's going to explain what his clinical procedure is working with these stem cells. And I gotta tell you, they're getting people out of wheelchairs, people with really bad rheumatoid arthritis, showing reversals to the point where they are back to normal, regular daily activities. He had a person with a spinal cord injury that is back to doing more than before the injury. Just amazing. And it's, think of the infancy this whole field is in. It's amazing. It's your own stem cells. So you're not going and creating new babies or doing anything weird with science. You're just re-injecting your own cells in your own body. It's very, very healthy, and it's fabulous. It's very exciting new science, and it shows more of where this world is going and how, as we get rid of the evildoers, the powers that should not be in this world, how unleashing this amazing stuff for humanity is coming forward. I'm just so excited about it. And this new right to try law that Donald Trump put in place, he has to get credit for that one, because that is fantastic. I remember seeing videos of people when that was signed and hearing stories about people just crying and in tears because they have the ability now to try stuff and to try these really great remedies that, you know, other countries have been using, but now we can try it here instead of just dying because you know the conventional method doesn't work, or living in excruciating pain for the rest of your life. So this is just fantastic. And I want to remind you that my shop is up, and I have great products for the new year, really help you get jumpstart your new year's resolution. My Tetragen that's up there, money back guarantee, helps you burn fat. You know, I gotta tell you, people say the keto diet is like the best thing in the world, and it is. And I'm going to agree with you. what Tetragen does is it helps you be disciplined for the keto diet, helps you get into ketosis sooner. And I have a whole thing written up that talks about how it really is a tool for people who are trying to get healthy habits. But it blocks, or it allows your brain to get the messages that you're not hungry anymore. Because so many of us, with all these toxins in our food, you're not getting that message. And that's a huge reason why people are so obese, and why the graph in the United States, we're going to be hitting 50% of Americans are going to be clinically diagnosed as obese. And that's a major reason why, is you just always feel hungry because your brain's not getting that message. And it helps with that. There's five different areas that it helps with. But anyways, go to Sarah Westall under shop and you can get all that. So let's get into this incredible interview with Matthew Feshbach from Ambrose Cell Therapy. Hi, Matt. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Sarah. Nice to be back.
We talked about 4 years ago, and you had one of the most exciting things going on with cell therapy back then. And you could not do that in the United States, so you had to do it in the Bahamas. But with the right to try laws, you are able to establish those same techniques in the United States, which is just amazing. And it's the future of medicine. Can you talk about what you're doing here in the United States and how it's going a little bit? First, talk about what you do.
Yeah, well, let me give you a little history, if that's okay.
No, go ahead.
It's been a while, like you said. Yeah, so I got interested in adult stem cell therapy as an investor. I'm not a doctor, and as I like to say, I'm not even allowed to play one on TV. But a friend of mine in, I guess it was 2009, asked me if I'd ever heard of personalized medicine. And I said, well, no, what's that? And he said, well, an example is you could take stem cells from your own body fat, and those stem cells could be used to treat all sorts of chronic degenerative diseases. And I thought, well, that's true. That's got to be the best idea in medicine. Could be the best idea on the planet. I'm sure there are many great competing ideas, but it really struck me. Excuse me. So I am, at the time I had a twin brother. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years later, but he and I collaborated or partnered and spoke to researchers from all over the world, Japan to Israel, Italy to Holland, New York to LA, Chicago to Dallas, kind of thing. And we really came to this understanding. It wasn't really a belief. It was an understanding that our own biology is probably the most natural and powerful drug, although it's not technically a drug, though the FDA likes to say it is. But it's got these therapeutic properties or activities. And if you could harness that, you could really make a big difference in medicine. So keeping a long, long story pretty short, it wasn't legal to do that in the United States. And we wanted to use the best technology that was available. And that technology would not, the company that had developed it wouldn't sell to people in the United States because it wasn't legal without FDA approval. So I went to the Bahamas and basically drafted their stem cell regulations, worked with the Minister of Health and eventually the Prime Minister, and got those regulations passed through their cabinet and then through Parliament, and they became law. And that's called the Bahama Stem Cell Therapy and Research Act, or Bahama Stem Cell Therapy Research and Therapy Act. And so we started we had built the first purpose-built cell therapy center of excellence in the world in the Bahamas. It's like a small, very first-class hospital, all at U.S. standards or higher. We actually had to have it higher there because there wasn't like tertiary care. You couldn't send somebody to a hospital like Mayo Clinic just down the street. So anyway, we built that and we treated about 300 patients there and had very remarkable results with an incredible safety record, particularly compared to conventional medicine, drugs, surgery, and devices. I sold that or sold control of it to a group out of Houston, but I had the good fortune in May of 2018, this Federal Right to Try Act was passed and signed into law by President Trump. And it was amazing because the technology we used fit under it, and I can explain that. The protocols we used fit under it, and the types of patients we treated fit under it. And in cell therapy, with all the stem cell clinics out there, I don't know of any that could legitimately say, hey, we comply with the Federal Right to Try Act of 2017. But Ambrose Cell Therapy, which is what I've subsequently founded after I left the Bahamas, actually does fit into that framework.
Well, and you have done some amazing things with the cell therapy, right? You take the fat, stem cells from somebody's fat, and then what do you do with it? Because, I mean, I'm hearing you're getting people out of wheelchairs, you're dealing with spinal cord injuries. I mean, this is, the results are absolutely incredible. So can, first of all, can you explain how you're doing what you're doing? And then I want to talk about some of these results that you're seeing, because this is jaw-dropping. This is the future of medicine, and it's really a shame that it's not all over in standard medical care. But thank God for the Right to Try Act, because now there is some kind of hope and ray of light coming through. But talk about what this fat cell therapy is.
Yeah, good. Okay, so medically, our body fat is called adipose tissue. So I think it was in the early 80s, there was a Nobel Prize winner named Martin Rodbell, and he discovered that there were certain what we now call regenerative cells in our fat. That was pretty interesting, meaning those cells could help restore some blood flow, and they had other regenerative properties. But the real breakthrough came in about 2001. Some researchers out of UCLA discovered that the key adult stem cell, and I can get into that a little bit more, also resided in our fat right alongside those regenerative cells. So the generic term for the stem cells and the regenerative cells in fat is called stromal vascular fraction, because it's basically the stroma is the connective tissue and blood vessels in the fat, right? Where the adipocytes or fat cells are. And then in there are these stem cells and these regenerative cells. Because we use a clinical grade product, we call them adipose derived regenerative cells. I don't mean to be too technical, but they're, or ADRCs. So why do these cells work on chronic degenerative disease, and what do they do? So the first thing is, we don't claim that these cells are curing any disease. We would never state that. We don't, but we do see patients who have significant improvements in symptoms, function, and quality of life, and they might even consider themselves cured, if you know what I mean. But cure is a tough word. You know, that's an endpoint. And there are very few drugs, if any drugs, for chronic diseases that cure them anyway, FDA-approved drugs.
Couldn't your process reverse it back to the disease not being there, but then the disease might start to creep in again, and then you might have to redo it?
Yeah, and that's possible, although what we did find is that for the most part, most of our patients, whether they had what they call medicine a complete response, meaning no no more sign of the disease, or they just had a significant or what they call remarkable improvement, most of them did not relapse and need to be retreated. That's the remarkable thing about your own biology. See, let's think about a basic thing here, Sarah. Our own biology was purposed by whatever your belief system is, God, nature, evolution, to actually repair our bodies. And there's this one key stem cell called a mesenchymal stem cell, or MSC. And that stem cell is unique in that it does multiple things. So when you think about a drug, like a drug for rheumatoid arthritis, the whole idea of Humira is we're gonna reverse the inflammation and the abnormal immune response. And that's all it's supposed to do is basically it's, you know, this intense anti-inflammatory. Well, the trouble is rheumatoid arthritis doesn't just include inflammation. The inflammation causes your immune system to go haywire and start working against you instead of for you. But then it creates a lack of blood flow. Our little blood vessels can die off. And when there's less blood flow, the cells in the joint, for example, in rheumatoid arthritis, die off, and then they get replaced by scar, and the joint itself is degenerated and painful from all those things. You see, a lot of people go, well, as long as you get rid of inflammation, you're okay. But there's a whole what I call spiral of degeneration, and so. What's really interesting about our own adult stem cells is they're very anti-inflammatory. They, instead of suppressing the immune system and making you what they call immunocompromised, so you see people who are on these drugs like Humira, and I'm not against conventional medicine, it's just it doesn't work for everybody. But they're on these FDA-approved drugs. And one of the side effects is they get bronchial infections. They get sick a lot because their immune system became compromised. Well, our adult stem cells, after they've dampened the inflammation, they also modulate the immune response. They bring it back to normal or near normal so that your immune system isn't working against you, but it's not compromised either. And then it restores blood flow, reverses cell death, and reverses scar, and then they can regenerate the tissue or the joint or the muscle, whatever is needed. And so what makes this so interesting to me, the thing and the reason that we can treat some patients with very difficult diseases that weren't responding to conventional medicine is because we're dealing with biology that does multiple things and actually is that parallel all the factors in a disease, not just the main factor. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. And let me ask you, what types of diseases and problems are you targeting the most? Because I heard you talk about rheumatoid arthritis, and I know we have this real special case that we're going to talk about with spinal cord injury. But what are the main diseases that you're going after?
Well, The medical research for a long time has established that chronic systemic inflammation is at the root of virtually every disease. So on one hand, it's not the only thing that if you just reverse inflammation, you're not going to necessarily cure or improve the condition of a patient. But we really look at it and say, is this part of an inflammatory immune response? So another thing that makes your own biology super unique is that you can target pretty much anything. We've done brain diseases. Parkinson's was one of our most successful indications in the Bahamas. And we did very well with heart failure. And people say, well, gosh, you know, that must mean you're just making false claims. And it's just not true that your stem cells can treat everything. Well, they might be surprised. What do you think they're in your body to do? They're in your body to repair them. It was the first paper that was written on mesenchymal stem cells was they were named by Professor Arnold Kaplan out of Case Western. And the name of the paper was just called Mesenchymal Stem Cells. And he called it self-cell repair. So in other words, he's saying, hey, your own cells can help you self-repair. Isn't that great?
Well, I just think it's
but
remarkable.
He didn't limit it to a disease.
Well, now, why is standard medicine not picking up on this? Why is it a right to try law? You know, why is it that it's been so difficult?
Well, that is the great conundrum. But I would argue that your own biology isn't really patentable. And so if you're big pharma, it's not that you're against it, you know, and there's a bit of a conspiracy theory out there, which I don't really subscribe to. But I think big pharma just has no interest in it because they can't really patent it and turn it into a blockbuster off the shelf. So the FDA doesn't really know how to evaluate stem cells. And here's an interesting thing. So people think, okay, we're going to stick a stem cell in your knee and it's going to stay there. And now you're going to get new cartilage and that's what's going to happen. But actually what happens is, and it's going to differentiate into cartilage and replicate. And now you're going to have a whole bunch of new cartilage. But what really happens is that stem cell gets put into your knee. And it tells the stem cells in the neighborhood where you've got a torn ACL or arthritis or whatever, hey, guys, wake up, do your job, and reduce the inflammation, rebalance the immune response, create some blood flow, stop the cell death, reverse the scar. And yeah, you can get some regeneration, but it's not going to be the most significant thing. So there's hundreds of bioactive molecules that get released from these mesenchymal stem cells. So the FDA is like, well, what are we regulating?
Oh, they're struggling. So basically you're bringing in a new executive team into your stem cell or into that area and saying, hey, this is how we have to manage this problem. And that's what the stem cell is. But the FDA, it's so new and such a different paradigm that they're struggling with it.
I don't think they've really figured it out. Like, I'll give you an example also. So we treated patients with heart failure. Now, heart failure means your heart isn't pumping enough. So as you and I sit here today, when blood flows into our left ventricle, it pumps out. About 60% of what's in the left ventricle pumps out, I think it's every second, okay, or with every beat of the heart. That's what it is, with every beat of the heart. So if somebody has heart failure, they might get 40% or 35% or 15%. So the FDA says, well, if you can show a significant improvement in that, it's called ejection fraction, then we know it worked because the heart muscle is working better. But we treated some patients who had almost no improvement in ejection fraction, who had amazing improvement in symptoms, function, and quality of life. So they call it a clinical response. You could see that they could walk again. They could go about their activities of daily living. So the FDA doesn't really know how to regulate for that. And most trials are not designed for that. Although I will say in the last few years, at least the FDA has been saying the right thing and saying, you know, maybe real world evidence is more important than a blinded, you know, 1,000 patient trial.
Well, now with this right to try law, do you think it's pretty nonpartisan at this point? Do you think that, I mean, are you scared that, let's say Trump doesn't win, could it be reversed?
Well, in the Senate, it was there were no dissenting votes, and there was a little controversial to get it through the House, because I think that got to be a little bit more partisan. But no, I don't think there's any risk of it being reversed.
Okay, so it is pretty much a not bipartisan. That's so great, because that this is one of the most important laws that we've ever had come through, because now it'll start waking people up to, oh my God, there are other options for us, and we don't know how to totally regulate it. So let's look at some of this and let's figure out how to get it into our system so we can really help people. Let's talk about some of these amazing results that people have had. What have you had with basic things like rheumatoid arthritis and, you know, getting people out of wheelchairs and things? And then I also want you to talk about your spinal cord injury that was, I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that one was, I mean, that may have been the most remarkable case ever in cell therapy. And, you know, the one thing I always like to be sure of, because I come from the investment business, and one thing you learn is, it's a little bit of a glib term, this idea of under promise and over deliver. But I always like to make sure, you know, we can't really promise anything, but the last thing we're going to do is set expectations that everybody's going to respond like a super responder. Like, you have some people where, geez, if, you know what I mean? And it was interesting because Mayo Clinic just published a case report on a spinal cord injury patient they treated with adipose-derived stem cells. Their protocol, oddly enough, wasn't as robust as ours, but this patient, or comprehensive, but this patient that Mayo Clinic treated did really, really well. And the doctor who wrote the paper, I don't remember his name, called him a super responder, which is a term that I also use. And it's an acknowledgement that a lot of factors, or at least several factors, go into a patient's outcome. One is, what was their baseline? Two, how motivated are they to get better? Three, what are the social determinants? What's their lifestyle? Is their family nice to them, or is their family mean to them? You know what I mean? So you get the right patient.
Yeah, and all that's fair, because people just don't respond. Our chemistry is different. Everything about us is different. But can you give us some ideal generalizations? Like 60% respond this, and 40% respond like this. And so that people get an idea of how promising this is. Because at this point, you know, it's hard to know. I mean, if you can give us just some of those general percentages.
Oh, for sure. So in the Bahamas before I left, we kept track of what we call patient-reported outcomes. And that's a patient-reported outcomes are valid, particularly maybe not out 3 days, because you could get the placebo effect. But when you're out typically minimum 3 months, 6 months, some a year, many 4 to 5 years, then you really get a feel for it. And in that case, and I can break this down even more, but about 85% of our patient-reported outcomes, which were at least 3 months, but on average, probably by the time I left, it was over 2 years, and this was on 300 patients, they had improvements in symptoms, function, and quality of life. 85%. But the great thing is, our worst adverse events was one patient had two patients had what are called a cellulitis, which is basically an infection. They got a little infection in their skin. Not sure exactly what caused it, but, you know, could have probably been a more sterile OR or something. But that, relative to the adverse events from, you know, knee replacements or drugs for rheumatoid arthritis, that's remarkable. And the thing that also like we treated a woman. I'll give you a story on rheumatoid arthritis. I've got a few of them, but, and again, this woman, in some ways, it's hard to know whether she was a super responder, but she showed up in a wheelchair. She had braces on both wrists. she was on some sort of pain med like Oxycontin. She was on methotrexate and she was on steroids. So we treated her and she was a little slow, but within about 3 months, she was off the pain meds, off the methotrexate. Methotrexate is a cancer drug, but they use it for rheumatoid arthritis to suppress the inflammation in the immune system, right? And so she was off the pain meds and the methotrexate and I think in about 6 months, she was off the steroids. She got out of her wheelchair at about 6 months. And I saw her 2 years later, and this was a former opera singer and opera teacher.